What's up, Almost Spicy Gang? This is going to be a very interesting episode.
We got our boy Sir Lucius in the house for this one, man.
We got a lot that we talk about. We talk about the election. We talk about upcoming music. We talk about fucking...
philosophy, as always, man. Thanks for checking us out again. If you're a fan of the content, please subscribe. It's going to help us get there.
Insect.
Your phone's an insect, man.
We talk about a lot of different stuff in this episode. So
enjoy, please.
Like,
thank
comment,
you for being here.
Subscribe, and enjoy this crazy episode that we're about to put out. And yeah,
you're gonna want to grab some popcorn for this right now, ladies and gentlemen. Almost Spicy Podcast,
or just drink.
Welcome back to the Almost Spicy Podcast.
That's the song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tokyo. So, a big fan.
Thank you. Thanks for sitting down with us. Ladies and gentlemen, as you heard in the intro, we are here sitting down once again with esteemed artist.
Global superstar. Freshly steamed. Oh, yeah.
Really? Global superstar. Now, what do you go by nowadays?
Sir Lucius.
Sir Lucius. Yeah. I hear them call you Louie in the streets.
Yeah, they call me Unk in the streets too.
Unk as well?
Shit.
Give it up.
I'm a fidget Unk now.
I give it up to our esteemed guests. Yeah, I don't know how in the frame this is. Thanks for coming on here, man. This is our second episode of the year. Technically, our second full length.
Is it only the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've not like filmed
crazy.
Anything.
I feel like y'all been dropping. No?
Oh, we got clips.
Clip game, and we also like had a stockpile of like.
We got some stuff, but
yeah. So when this coming out?
We want to get this out soon for the fans out there. We want to say thanks to everybody who subscribed and everything, man. It really helps if you enjoy this content. Consider yourself a supporter. Subscribe. We're almost at 500. And then one day we'll almost be at 500,000. And so appreciate that.
Hey, road to a million right here.
Road to a million.
Let's go.
Of course, we're drinking some Spanish Pinot Noir.
Hey, show them that shit.
Yeah, no, this is...
Show them that shit. No, show put it...
Yeah,
put,
I don't got my socks.
No, get up. And just go get up. Why not get up and just put it in the camera, bro?
Really?
Go ahead, man.
Oh, look at my socks.
Hell yeah. Go ahead. Let them that. Show them that shit, bro.
What are we doing for... focus.
What do you mean?
Do I look crazy without socks?
Nah, bro, you look cozy. You're hanging out with Rick Rubin shit.
Yeah.
Rick Rubin.
You're just grounded, man.
You're right. It's been a while since I podcasted, and I'm a little...
Yeah, a little out of it.
I swear, I don't think I've ever seen Rick Rubin wear shoes or socks.
I don't think that man owns either of those things.
He's been barefoot since the 80s, bro.
I guarantee if he gets invited to a black tie event, he's going to wear everything but the socks and shoes.
He's going to wear all, right?
Probably.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all be at all white parties?
I was at that all white party with Drake wearing cream. There's so much to cover. We haven't touched much.
Have y'all not done shit since?
Listen, we haven't touched the Kendrick. We did the street bit.
Truth be told, we haven't like actually like talked about anything like.
No, there's so much.
Almost like a year. It feels like.
Yeah, so we got a lot to find.
We got a lot to cover, man. And
you do it.
Before the start, Lucius said that he's gonna walk off when we start talking political. But I think he was kidding.
I'm walking off.
Yeah.
Cause I don't. You guys can't be getting personal with me like that.
No, man. There's so much that has happened. I mean, we all know. Obviously, all the wars and stuff, but you had the presidential debate in the United States, and then you had very quickly everybody seeing that Joe Biden is very old. And then.
He's so old.
And then very quickly, you had a, can we say the word? We got to figure out a code word. Assassination attempt on the DT.
Mm. Yeah, Donnie JT.
Donnie JT.
Man. 45?
There's so much.
My grandma calls him 45.
Not gonna lie, that's kind of hard as fuck.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, that's kind of cool.
What does your dad say about Trump's ear?
She doesn't really say much about it, honestly.
Does she say much about it, Ethan?
I don't know. Not lately. Man. She's chilling, though.
I mean, grandmas are like in their zen at all times.
She's really chilling these days.
How old is your grandma?
She's 84. She might be 84 in like
2 weeks. Damn. So she's like Biden's age.
She's just like, she's a little excited. Yeah. Now, can you tell us what you discovered recently in some blood test work that you did?
What?
Didn't you recently discover that you're positive for having the same chart as Joe Biden?
Oh, yeah. What?
What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, man, I mean that you got the same astrology.
Oh. Yeah. What are you talking about, blood test? you're like, didn't you get tested positive for this one thing?
That was really weird.
That was very weird.
I didn't...
That was hard. that made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, cut that.
Yeah.
Nah, keep it, buddy.
Who might like it? Yeah, tell him. Can I tell him?
I guess, I mean.
All right. You heard it here first. Sir Lucius and Joe Biden have the same astrological chart.
Yeah.
Meaning they're both Scorpio sun signs. Wait, you're the Taurus?
Taurus moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a Sag rising.
Damn, I'm a Sag rising too.
Here we go.
And today, earlier, you
saw. Damn, we like the hoes right now, bro.
Yeah.
We're talking like the hoes, bro. Like, hey, so you got any crystals?
I got crystals scattered all throughout this fucking place. Charged up.
Charging.
Yeah. I hate that shit. Did you charge your crystals?
Man, I don't know if I ever heard that.
It's a thing, man.
Yo, you never heard that?
I've heard it, but like barely. Mm. I haven't heard the. Have you charged your crystals?
Yeah,
it's way more demanding.
It's kind of
a it is.
It's way more like, hey, you know you have to charge these.
It's like it's like having a pet,
yeah.
But you just have rocks.
Yeah.
Like a whole fucking closet shout full of rocks.
Yeah. Oh.
Camp Paddish?
Yep.
Yeah. Hello? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Motherfucker collects rocks.
We tried to get them on you. Settle for illusion. No, I'm just kidding. No settling here.
Nah.
Shadow was so mean.
That was
some
fucked
with the
up.
Camera. And
it's
I just
fucked up.
I'm just kidding.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, what's up with you?
I don't know.
Why are you acting like this?
Anyway, so do you think that Trump actually got shot?
Yeah.
You think a bullet actually went in the ear?
Yeah, he don't give a fuck, though. He's hard. I'm not supporting him, but he's hard.
He just did an outdoor rally.
Like, you can't deny that the fact that that man literally got shot, stood up, and did that.
Yeah, bro.
And that just like...
Hey, I'll go ahead and say this. Actually, fuck. Allegedly. Because you can't just go around saying shit.
Yeah.
But allegedly, he set it up.
He set it up?
I think he set that shit up, bro. That shit was tough as fuck. He was like, ah. He said, like, they're trying to... So Secret Service trying to get him out. He's like, wait. Ah.
So...
That last little thing.
Like, what the fuck?
So you think Secret Service knew? Or some of them? The theory is something.
One dude knew.
Only one?
Yeah.
The guy that moved the camera to the front?
Yeah, like, it was the one dude who said.
So he could get that shot?
Yeah. He was the one dude who said. Can you know, like, look at the picture. Bring the picture up. Jamie.
We won't.
You guys got it, Jamie?
No.
We don't.
Fuck, man. You guys put more episodes out.
Just two Rogans.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, well, man. Yeah, so you think it was set up. Okay, so that's crazy.
For real.
So Secret Service right now is like, please stop doing outdoor events. And he just did an outdoor one in Minnesota yesterday.
Yeah.
Everything's
fucking crazy.
They're writing it off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just theater. It's just...
It's an act.
It's an act. It's just...
You don't think fucking Biden dropping that was part of the plan?
That was wild.
So
I
mean,
we're still in the chronological order.
Timeline. Yeah. So like basically,
boom.
Well, it goes back to the debate.
Yeah, that's where we started.
Biden does shit.
Everybody realizes
Trump,
that that's how it
Trump's works. Doing pretty well, but campaign was like, I don't know. We could solidify this.
Biden couldn't beat a freshly assassinated Tim.
Now let's go back even more.
Can I say that on YouTube?
I think we can't. That's how I was trying to find another word. It don't matter.
It's a,
this ain't TikTok. This ain't no TikTok, bitch.
If you go back to a Supreme Court.
This ain't no TikTok, bitch.
If you go back to a Supreme Court ruling recently in Trump's favor of presidential immunity, basically people saying that a president can order a hit on just about anybody or just about any crime as long as it's a presidential act. So people were like, oh, Biden should actually use this. And actually wipe Trump.
Yeah.
So that happens 2 weeks later. And by just using words like put him in the crosshairs, crosshairs, target bullseye. You said bullseye. People think, yeah, we could. I don't know. It is just theater, though, like we said. Wait, debate. Then that debate happens, right? He's old. Gets shot. Now, let me bring you to today. Can you see the fruit flies on the camera?
Yeah, no, it's annoying. It's so annoying.
That'd be fire. So Mexico just elected its first female president, Claudia Sheinbaum.
Right. Is she Steinbaum?
Steinbaum. I'm just butchering the president. I don't really care.
You usually have notes. You usually have notes, man.
I know, but I'm so, you know, we've been doing this for 2 years, so I can do it.
I'm just slapping the mic.
Female president comes in Mexico in September, and now you have a female president.
Yeah, Claudia Sheinbaum.
Steinbaum.
Sign.
That sound Mexican, bro.
Sheinbaum.
She's Jewish. Well, I mean, she don't practice, though. She claims she's
Wait, you can... Is she from Mexico?
Yeah, I think she's pretty Mexican.
Okay.
But... Because I was wondering, can... Wait.
No, that... It almost... That... That kind of sounds German, I'm not going to lie.
Steinbaum. As the official... I mean, but that's like... That's as the official, almost spicy Mexican, I need some facts there. Can you be Mexican president and not Mexican?
Oh, that's a great question. Can we look that up?
Wait, don't you Mexican. Have to be a citizen to be president?
In the United States.
Yeah.
In the United States.
I think it is. No, I don't know, bro. You had a...
You mean something short you just pulled up on it?
No, there was like
that's kind of hard.
Last election
that's
in Mexico...
That's not good, bro.
There was a couple Korean guys, I think, that were campaigning.
Where?
Yeah, book him.
It definitely.
That's crazy. What the fuck is this show? So
you're gonna have a female president.
Dude, caffeine's
you definitely
weird.
Changed since the last time I was here.
Two massive power plants.
I think he's changed. I've been the same.
In the West.
The money's changed, yeah.
And that goes to the age of Aquarius.
Ooh, okay.
This new energy, this new change, this destruction of systems by now bringing a female divine entity to lead, you know, not lead, but put a face on a country. Right. But
holy shit.
Change. I don't think anything.
Okay, it's all the like same. It's pretty much all the same as like what America's requirements are for being president of Mexico. You have to be a natural born citizen of Mexico. Have to be a resident of Mexico for at least 20 years.
Okay.
And at least 35 years of age.
Okay.
And not an official or minister of any church or religious denomination or active in the military.
You know what Dr. Phil is really big on?
What?
Dr. Phil pulls out this map and it's all of the nuclear bases in the United States.
Dr. Phil does this?
Yeah. And then he pulls out a second map and lays it over and it's all the places where Chinese nationals have purchased land. And it just...
What Dr. Phil are
you
watching?
Talk shows, right?
Dr. Phil, the Dr. Phil, this is like his big...
Like, Catch Me Outside, Dr. Phil?
Yeah. Yeah, as made famous by the Catch Me Outside girl.
I mean, he was famous before.
Man was breaking
in. Bro, we're still talking about Dr. Phil. R.P. Jerry Springer.
Yeah, man. Box.
And shout out Steve Wilkins, man.
Oh yeah,
you remember?
Now he doesn't get the credit he deserves.
He doesn't deserve shit. He's a fucking psycho.
Well, you just shouted him out.
He's a bald psycho. He's nuts. You ever seen his show?
Yeah.
Way more aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, like on Jerry Springer.
Wait, which show?
Steve Wilkos. So you know how like fucking Jerry Springer, the people are fighting.
Yeah.
He's damn near fighting the guests.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Like,
yeah.
He's like, hey, why aren't you watching your kid? I'll beat your ass right now. I'll fuck you up. And he's like, hey, come on, Steve. He's like, no, fuck you.
I'm like, well.
They're just like.
Yeah, like, this is television.
Honestly, that's great television. We've really lost it.
God, bro, we lost it all, man, because we're streaming shit, bro.
We're in the future right now.
Bro, and I like streaming shit, bro. I kind of miss, like, regular ass TV, bro.
I do too.
Just like ads and commercials aren't the same, bro. No. I watch commercials because I had no choice, obviously.
Yeah.
But, kind of have choice with the ads too these days.
Yeah.
You have to watch them.
Well, and some of these streaming services are forcing ads on you too.
Like Netflix got ads now.
You love that?
Prime's got like ads and
Hulu's got ads.
Disney, for whatever reason, has been like pushing random ads in there.
Now, are you keeping up with the Kardashians?
Nah. That's just Kanye left.
And now that's a great
segue. There we go.
We just got word that Kanye West is retiring from making music through a Rich the Kid text message that may have been fabricated.
It's crazy. One of these fan pages.
That's crazy. Rich the Kid is the one making that.
Yeah, I know. Like, of all the fucking people.
I had a hit since New Freezer, bro.
but also, why is like Kanye hanging with him, man? Like, I don't know. Like,
the point is, Kanye's. It's an industry. We've talked about him on every episode of this podcast, but from what I understand, man, that's probably not a good guy. And a lot of these guys aren't good guys, man.
Which one, Rich the Kid?
I mean, maybe him, but like someone like a Kanye West. I mean, I heard some stuff, man. I think he put out some information, just like him being, you know, a classic like aggressive male, you know.
Nikki Heaton.
Yeah.
Like the singer.
Yeah. She put out
the thick one.
Her story. Yeah. I mean, then her manager like is suing Kanye West right now.
No shit.
For like a bunch of.
Allegedly.
I mean, they like a lawsuit. But. He allegedly did,
you know, bad things, bad business, and just,
but you have so much money and you just end up like with this power, you can just, you feel like you can yell at people to get shit done because you think your time is so much more valuable than everybody else's. And in some cases it might be, but it's like, I don't know if it's an excuse to be, you know, a trash person. And then obviously Diddy, you know, where he's, we're talking about Jay-Z.
The diddler.
What kind of?
Oh wow, you guys really haven't bothered me. We talked about Diggy?
We haven't even talked about
him. No, we haven't talked about the diddler.
No Diggy.
Which is like my favorite
thing
to say.
But
the diddler.
Yeah, man.
I it's funny because I'll see like Diddy in like random shows just like make cameos and I'm like, wow, this man was really diversifying himself.
He was outside, bro.
He was in an Almost Sunny episode. I totally forgot. Yes. where he's like this like doctor that like tries to heal what's his name's mom.
It was crazy. It's hot here, man. My glasses are fogging up. I can't see shit.
That's wild.
No, but I'm just saying.
Oh.
I can't see anything. I'm gonna be honest. We gotta keep it hot in here. I can't turn on the AC otherwise.
Plus, we need this good lighting.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just saying.
Is our exposure good over here? Okay, so I want to get to the meat of this thing, man. Lucius, thanks for taking the time to sit down with us.
You heard.
You look how you've looked about every time before you release some music. You get this, you know. Some call it aura. Some call it a burst of inspiration.
Wait, hold on. So what are you saying?
I'm saying.
Plus 1,000 aura points. What are you talking about?
Oh God.
Let's go. Hey man, you heard your first.
Forced.
The rollout process is so important today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what are your thoughts on the rollout process right now? What are we rolling out? What are you looking forward to?
We rolling out something, man. Who knows when this will come out? So, I'm gonna just say I'm working on some shit.
That's true.
Well, as of today, we can announce that there's a song coming out August
3rd. Next Friday, August 2nd.
August 2nd. So people can already, by the time this is out, can stream your newest single, which is crazy.
What they want coming out is what y'all want.
So
when what they want.
When'd you work on this record? Like, is this like a recent, just like you randomly fucked around and then was like, fuck it, I'm gonna put something out.
I just been started working on shit. Like,
yeah. You're always years. Working.
Though. I'm always working on shit, but like, I just kind of started just like accumulating a couple, like some songs where I'm like, this shit hard. And it's just so much slappers, bro. So I'm just like, let's put these out. And it's just kind of been the mood I've been in. Like, I only listen to slappers now, bro.
Yeah.
I don't listen to no jazz shit like I normally be doing. Like doing like just calm shit.
Yeah.
This should be some heavy hitting.
So is this more gonna be more like rapping than it is like some of the stuff in your past, like singing, rapping?
I think it slaps.
It slaps.
I think your goal is just because you shared it with me, just like massive sounds, big hits, things that honestly the people need. Then the streets are waiting for this. This energy, because there is a theme to the music
yeah.
that's coming out, yeah. and people that are gonna listen, you can,
they'll be quick to catch. I mean, I don't know if they'll be quick, but they can hear it right now.
Yeah.
And it's just like an old, kind of old school, like, but just like fire.
Yeah,
fire.
I just caught a vibe. That's why I was like, let me just stay in that pocket. And I was like, fuck it, let me just start putting this out.
That is what it is.
And so, like, now I just kind of like the energy I'm coming with, I'm like, oh, I want to get in all these niggas' faces now. That's why I'm here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, talk to my boys.
The press run.
Yes, sir.
Talk to my boys. You already know.
Yes, sir.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Let me yell that shit a lot, man. We be doing all this extra stuff.
Oh, we're always doing stuff. And we consider you a part of this family.
Damn, yeah.
Just like we consider you a part of ours.
Yeah, bro.
Exactly.
We all fam, bro.
We're all fam.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. There it is.
These.
That one. We got to get the black.
There's a lot of letters, bro. Almost spicy.
Spell it out.
With my niggas, bro.
Cheers, gang. Cheers. No, we're so excited for this song. Congratulations on this, man.
Yes, sir. But, there's a lot of that energy I had where I was like, I'm going to hit shit. This just hits.
That's what it is to be a musician. There's an Prince always talked about this, Michael Jackson, like, there's frequency, and that's just in all life, not just music, but in music, there's frequency that exists that you're able to tap into and, like, create and... You don't make it. You actually tap into it.
And you process it. You just feel it. Bro.
And then you go and try to do something with your body, or something does something with your body to make it. You know.
Yeah, because like I'm like, I don't even want shit that I'm thinking about too much.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I just want that. If it just flows out of me, that's how I want it to be.
Yeah.
Like, if I do something that, like, sat thinking about too much, that just trash me. I don't like that shit. Like,
keep that in the journal.
Yeah, like, not even just that. Like, it might come out eventually, but it's like... it just doesn't come out as good.
Well, to me. And you're talking about like music
in a way where it's like,
yeah,
it seems forced.
Well, some people don't even listen to lyrics, you know. No. Where it's like, I think melody is so important to really.
Melody is important.
Yeah.
Melody comes first.
No, yeah. There's something like that for everybody. Like, there is people that listen to it for the lyrics, and there's people that listen for the melody and shit.
There's it's way more people because it. System of a Down plays in Russia, like. Maybe they don't know English, but they're gonna sing the melodies of these songs or any certain.
Yeah.
You think about the real, like, political people like yourself.
Yes, sir.
Who's like, I'm listening to those lyrics, and you're like, oh, I feel that. Like, well, they always at the bar. And you're like, yeah.
Well, but yeah, and that's, and that's doing both.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's kind of some magic right there, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, it's gonna be, yeah. Cause you dropped casually. Before.
Yeah.
And for me, I think it's so important, like, as a musician myself, to, like, really go all out for the drop and, like, shoot, you know, videos and do, you know, the artwork and really promote the fuck out of a song after it comes out and everything.
Like, I really want to go out on this new shit because last time I really dropped anything was 4 p.m. And that was January last year.
And that was an
that was a good amazing song.
Marketing that you did on that.
Right.
That I always tell you.
That was a good song.
Yeah. But you had some throwaways. No? Okay, so
it's been a minute.
So it's massive, and people are always waiting on it. How is it different today than 10 years ago, making music?
I
don't know, man.
I've just been making shit the whole time. You know what I mean?
What's changed?
Like, I guess my approach is probably different.
You've changed.
Yeah, definitely. I've changed.
And your approach to making it is different.
Yeah, and it's not even that. My approach isn't even that different. I guess I just make different shit now.
Because you've been through... A decade.
Yeah, I'm better. Is that?
Yeah, more technical skill.
Yeah, and I probably think about it less now. Like, even going back to that, some shit was forced. Whereas, like, I was trying to force the sound. It might not even have been my sound. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you were trying to emulate something so exact, and then you just went and just burned out.
So how much do you usually, like, produce in a year? Like, what's your, like, output on songs, and then how much is just, like, banked or just like trashed?
There's a lot. I ain't gonna lie, because a lot of time I just be sitting at home just making shit. So I'm like running through tracks, and there's just like a lot that's probably not finished. I could go back to, honestly.
Yeah.
And then, but as another part of like, some of this stuff has been like over a year I've had that I'm coming out with. I'm like, all right, let me just, I'm kind of just like starting fresh and.
Yeah.
Just releasing shit.
You don't mean to hold on to it for that long, but you just end up doing it.
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat. It's like, damn. And the longer you have, like, a song or something, the longer it feels like it takes to get it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's an oxymoron.
Because, I mean, if it sits too long, you go back to it, but don't care about that shit no more.
Yeah, no. You know,
but then you gotta like, remember nobody else has hurt.
Yeah.
But it was not, it was like, fuck it.
Well, and this is something that I've seen you do too, is like take lyrics from maybe an unfinished track and then move them to a better fitting song.
Yeah. And sometimes that's all it takes.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that beat just does not hit like
that. But it saved those lyrics.
Yeah.
Or that melody or whatever. Yeah. Man. No, that's exciting. And the rollout. And I guess today they're talking to, nowadays, you know, four different angles, TikToks. You don't even need the full.
This ain't no TikTok, bitch.
This is a TikTok.
We're in a constant state of TikTok.
Yeah. Keep scrolling. Yeah, everyone out there, just know that you've made no progress. We'll try to.
What inspired you to go down that route?
Some of you may have seen motivational videos, yeah.
That were, I kind of felt so less motivated after watching it.
You felt less motivated?
Yeah. I know, when I first saw it, I was pissed off.
Yeah.
I threw my phone, bro.
Did you?
I like, fuck that guy.
When I saw how.
You almost fucked him up, bro.
He handled the meat. It just.
That was freaky as hell.
That's the second one. Yeah.
Freaky ass.
You have to. You never explained it, but you have to go on record like talking about what the fuck was going on with that meat, man. Well, why were you handling it like that?
I'm handling that shit.
I want to say
like there's massaging and there's whatever the fuck that was.
Freaky ass, they as a side. You, buddy.
I want to say thank
you.
You. What
freak?
I want to say thank freak. You to the Almost Spicy platform for
freaky
allowing
ass.
Me to have
freaky as hell. You freaky as hell.
So I've seen some of these TikToks.
You freaky ass nigga.
I've seen some of these TikToks, the motivational, like, the 808 that just, like, rips through, right? And I couldn't stop watching them. Because it actually motivated me a little bit, but it's just like, it's an anti, it's like, you're not shit, you're a fat piece of shit.
He was showing an Uber driver that shit, bro.
But then I remade it, right?
Like, we so were in the, like, the it was channel. Me and the homie
I believe Tim. That.
It was me and the homie Tim, and he was in the front seat. This motherfucker is like, we're like, dude, what? Because he played he played the video like 10 times already.
Yeah.
And then he just started showing it to the Uber driver.
No, but now wake up in our home at Sunday morning, 9 in the morning, and it's just the first thing you hear, you've made no progress.
He's hitting.
None. On the speaker in your fucking face, man. So that's what, you know, anybody that comes to our training camp is face.
So that's is that what you do every Sunday morning? You wake up and you play that on all the speakers?
Well, hopefully you've been up until 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, and then you get 2 or 3 hours of sleep.
Like a boom. Eight.
Wake up, and you got to get in the mental lab, man.
Yeah, bro.
Because guess what? I already did 3 laps. I already did a mile. I already did my session.
And you're getting pretty buff. You want to take off your shirt, bud?
And I already... Switch spots, you said?
I said you want to take off your shirt, bud?
I'm not actually okay right now, but...
The tension is crazy.
No, it's
not. Why are you insecure?
He's looking good, man. He's been bulking.
I want to thank you just for doing all my cutoff shirts, man. This guy's got a good hand.
Airpack, hold on. Wait right there.
No, wait, you need some more wine?
Sure. But after that, I'm going to see you.
No.
I'll take off that shirt. Come on, bucko.
Maybe at the commercial.
We don't have a commercial break.
You said we're doing no commercial
break? Oh, yeah, no commercial break.
Where were we? We were talking music. What else comes to mind for you right now, Lucius, music-wise? You say you've been listening to only straight slappers. Anything else in the realm?
I'm just listening to slappers and shit from the 80s. Shit you would do cocaine to.
Okay.
Shit you would be a pimp. Like, this shit makes you want to be a pimp. And, right. Of course, we're still respecting women.
Of course.
Well, it's part of the trade.
Yeah. This is not bad, by the way.
No,
yeah.
This is bad wine?
I'm not even wrong, man.
You told me this bad wine?
Or the glasses might have been a little dirty? It's all pimp music, yeah.
Nah.
Yeah,
so like, how did it taste?
Sugar-free.
Not too bad.
Fuck you.
It's fine.
From the West Coast, sugar-free. A lot of Detroit niggas. They go hard. Random-ass old songs, like Zoom by the Commodores.
Okay.
Ever heard that?
No, I don't think
I've heard that. Lionel
Richie? Lionel Richie? No way.
Well, that was like the group he was really good. The Commodores.
when wow.
Make sure it's hard.
No, I don't know what I've been listening to, man. Just the same stuff as always. Like,
what's this one at?
I listened to that new Gambino album. That's what I've been on. Take a new Gambino album.
Oh, that shit's solid.
Yeah.
That shit's solid.
Yeah. He's got a few, like, actual, like, summery hits.
That's his. That's Fine Line.
That's his
podcast. Yeah.
Sure.
Final album.
Final name,
I guess.
Final name under that moniker. You
guys have popcorn brain?
It didn't make sense.
What does that mean?
It's like when you are waiting for an elevator and you can't just wait and you have to take your phone out and fucking.
Yeah, I feel like we all have that. That's just living. That's just living in our like day and age, you know.
But you can be conscious, and when you feel that you're about to go in your pocket, you can just not.
Do you think when you pull out your phone, you feel like you've made no progress?
Because I pull up the video that tells me I've made no progress. Yeah.
Like, if I went David Goggins,
he's one of the ones with that we're using his voice.
So
you think he could kick his ass?
I'm gonna go on record and say that because he'll respond.
You think?
This is my last time responding.
I was gonna ask, like, would you maybe tie yourself up and then throw yourself in a lake?
Doesn't he do that shit?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that Chris Angel shit.
Yeah, you made no progress, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, Goggins,
if you had made progress, you would be able to do that shit.
You're not locked in enough, dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Goggins, who's his motivation? He said, I don't need motivation. I've been through so much. People come to me for motivation. Like,
yeah. That's anti-motivation. Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
You feel like you've been through enough?
To not need motivation?
Yeah. Hey, but what have you done?
What have I done?
I made that
TikTok.
Okay.
And then I made a follow up to that TikTok.
Yeah.
And I'm actually working on
Freaky meat.
Oh, and you wanted to know about the meat. And I'm working. Yeah.
Freaky ass.
You're supposed to tenderize and massage cuts of steak before you cook them. And
that was not massaging.
And then you reshape the cut.
That shit was crazy. I'm filming it. That shit was crazy. Like, I was there for it.
What do you call that if it's not massaging?
He was like in it.
You were treating that like Play-Doh in, like, not a good way.
Your face looks so concerned. Hey, we gotta zoom in on his face later.
I wasn't really touching it that crazy.
You were?
Yeah, you were.
No, I was kind of going light.
Oh, my God. He's doing it right there. Oh, my God.
It's more kind of light.
Dude, you're doing it right now.
I was going.
Sake, yeah.
So this new spot opened up in our neighborhood called Ava.
She's cool.
I want to be on record calling him minute.
Yeah. Listen, buddy.
Because it could get better.
Listen, buddy. They got to make it twice as big. I can't even get in that joint, man. Me and Ben last night.
We tried to go in.
You know,
we go to the front, right? He's expecting to pull out some money for the door or whatever. Cut the line. But they're like, we're at max, bro.
It's small.
They're not even like baddies.
No.
It was capped. But it's okay.
That's cool. It's cool.
I wouldn't mind DJing.
I got some questions for you guys, actually. So let's start
Hit me.
I want to start off freaky ass nigga son or nasty girl daughter.
It's always the fucking. Wait, what?
Freaky ass nigga son or nasty girl daughter?
They're the same thing.
You gotta pick one.
Yeah, pick one.
I'm gonna pick the son.
English or Spanish?
Spanish.
First to move his game. He just moved. Oh, man.
Bro, that's crazy.
So what's
baby, you got something in your nose.
Hey, you got something.
Why is Steve Lacy?
I have a rant to go on after I use the restroom, but.
Why is Steve Lacy just like getting the.
That's a great song.
It's a great song, but he's like getting all the memes.
Yo, I fucked.
Maybe just
the Olympics,
a little.
Once again, another distraction to make you not
care about globalization. That's a great
yes,
point that you're bringing up.
What a great transition to globalization.
Oh my God,
oh my
globalization.
God. I didn't think we were gonna get here. But we did. Okay, globalization. Do you like it or do you not like it?
Me.
Or do you like parts of it?
You know what's crazy? I'm not really sure about it, bro.
Well, do you like Peso Pluma?
You cool.
It's globalization right there.
Okay, I'm like globalization.
Do you like that you're Your toothbrush is made in China.
Fuck you. Dishwashing.
I like my toothbrush made down the street, hand carved by the schizophrenic at the river.
I don't like that.
The one that was killed you?
The one with the hatchet. Yeah.
Dude, that was fucked.
It was.
He was just chased by a dude with a hatchet.
I was just chased by a dude with a hatchet.
What did you say to said dude?
He was
smoking.
Yeah. Weed? He didn't like the smell of it. Yeah. And he was like, "You're a zombie." And then he almost fucking threw a hatchet at us, and I ran. I didn't call the cops. Two hours pass. I get a citizen notification. Guy with a hatchet at playground. I should have called the cops, bro. He made it too far, man. He made it all the way to the freaking playground, man.
Can you imagine?
The worst.
Being a guy with a hatchet just walking around.
That's hard. Being the guy, probably great.
The guy looked like a hipster, like from South Minneapolis. Like, yeah, like having his head shaved, but you can't tell nowadays, you know, if it's a schizophrenic or one of our peers, but like having the head shaved.
Damn.
The hair like down here, just.
Talk about classism. That's like grade A.
So he's throwing a hatchet at a log, and I'm like, okay, this guy's just in his nature bag in a city full of concrete.
He's practicing for the hatchet bar.
I thought he was on an AirPod on a call, but he was just like talking to himself and then talking to us, like, "We're gonna kill you."
Oh shit!
The autocall. That was a cheap shot.
Hey man, everybody's got their thing.
Yeah man.
Some people. Walk around with a hatchet.
Are you scrolling?
Yeah, I'm scrolling.
He's talking. Is this not entertaining? Need to leave, man. Honestly.
Hey, man, I'm just doom scrolling, bro.
Can we take five right now, boys? Boom.
Transition. Did you love it? Did you love it? I bet you guys.
Wow. Yeah, that was a real melonhead moment right there. What if Anthony Fantano rated your music? Like, what would you have to say to that?
Cause like as much as people, I feel like musicians don't fuck with him, but
the moment he did Papa. Shit, yeah. He did Papa.
It was crazy.
That's actually wild.
That shit was crazy. And like I feel like motherfucker was like he posts your shit, it's gonna go up. You know what I mean? So as much as musicians are like, I feel like big name musicians are like, yo, fuck Anthony Fantano,
yeah,
fuck the critics. I feel like if you're coming up and Anthony Fantano just like randomly reviews your shit, you're like, oh shit, it's up.
I feel like he's not even like a critic. Like he's just a guy that's chronically online.
Yeah, right.
That just like shit talks, you know? Like I wouldn't necessarily call him a critic. Like he critiques music, but is like sometimes like to use him as a standard or a baseline for like what good music is, yeah, is so fucking bad.
He's just some dude.
He's just.
But honestly, all critics are. It's that's like, totally what the fair. Fuck, what gives them the opinion? I mean, like, the golden opinion, I mean, where it's like, I have to listen to their take.
Yeah.
Where, like, that's what counts. It's like, I just listen to some shit. You like it, you like
it. You like it, you like it, don't. Yeah, no, it's, critics are weird, man.
Bro, fuck you, dude. Fuck you, dude. I'll smack the shit out of any
blog writing critic. Hey, would you consider yourself a music critic?
No.
Put your mic away.
Are you a journalist?
Technically.
This is journalism?
Yes, by definition. You asked me this recently and I appreciated the question.
This is not journalism.
What? For you it's not, right?
For me it is.
For you it is.
I wouldn't classify this as journalism.
Okay. I think we do some journalistic work on here with what we deliver, the messages we deliver.
You guys should like add games to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like you ever watch Drink Champs?
Yeah.
He got quick time with slime. You know, that shit's tough.
We can hit some fast-paced questions if you want.
That should be hard. Let's get it.
All right, bet. All right. I normally have my list. But let's see. You want to go first?
I kind of put you guys on the spot right now.
No.
Okay. Oh. How do you feel about Amber Rose at the RNC?
She's whatever. She white.
She white, right?
Maybe, I don't know.
Nah, bro. Look, this is gonna be controversial. She white.
Oops. Yeah, I believe it.
But no,
I think she's Dominican.
Nah, she black and white.
I think she's Puerto Rican. I think
no, she's like confirmed mix.
Oh yeah, well, can you give us that take you had on Angela Reese?
She bad. Angela Reese.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
What do you think about the locker room?
Which one?
Just locker rooms in general.
Gym one's weird.
What other ones would there be?
Like sports ones?
That's not the same.
Oh, bro, because like, gym, you could just pay to be in the locker room. Like, if you're playing a sport professionally, you're not going to just be able to just have, anybody can't just go into that locker room.
I guess. That's same true. Vibes, though.
All right, favorite color.
You know, have you been in the fucking Timberwolves locker room?
Not that I can remember.
You think you could just walk in there?
He's kind of tall.
Maybe.
I'm not tall enough, bud.
Yeah, not tall enough. No, I've served those motherfuckers. They're tall.
Yeah,
tall as shit. Yeah. They're
tall as shit. Damn. Is your light facing the wrong way, bro?
Mm-mm.
Nah, bro. Wait, why your shit blue? Oh. Why shit green, too?
It's green, yeah.
Why your shit blue?
That's just how it is.
It's got a different... You going into a different...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay, favorite color?
Blue. All right, favorite food?
Tacos.
Alright. Favorite account you follow on Instagram?
My shit's fucked. I don't follow a bunch. But it's like these thick hoes and then fucking Caribou. She go hard. She real crazy rapping.
What does your explore page look like?
I didn't know it.
Can we pull up your explore page right now?
Can we all just show everybody then? Can we go explore page for explore page?
Show it on camera?
Yeah, buddy.
Are we gonna do it? All right, do we have to?
No, we're in the fast-paced question. Right, we're already on the next question.
This is my explore page right now.
Oh, your shit.
That's the most tamest.
It's chill right now. You just saw this shit yesterday.
No, refresh once.
Refresh once?
Right, one refresh.
Okay, it's changed up a little. Oh, that's a kid. Gross. Oh,
wait, hold on. Can you clean that up and say what is going on? It is a snotty-nosed kid.
Yeah, that's... God. That's so long. That is so long.
Okay.
Okay.
You got a lot of haircuts, a lot of ugliest rapper fucking memes. I love these just... When your girl arguing with her best friend and she say, shut up before I tell him. Oh.
Shit.
My nephew just crashed out during graduation. That's my shit, bro.
Okay. define crash out.
Oh man, it's when you just crash out, bro. It's when you act out of character, I feel like.
Yeah.
You're saying, well, you doing shit you ain't supposed to be doing. I feel that. And you ready to fucking, you that guy, man, who, you'll crash out, homie. Nigga's nuts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who do you think you crash out? Actually, you might be my crash out, homie.
I don't crash out.
You kind of tame on the pod, bro.
I don't crash
out. Let motherfuckers see you out in the world, bro.
You might They do.
That's my crash out, homie, for real.
They do.
I would say that. I would agree to that, honestly.
No, I don't crash out.
You be playing it cool on here. No, you got these motherfuckers fooled, but not me. Not me, bud.
I know you too well. Let's see what else is on the bulletin board. Let me do this.
The bulletin board.
Okay,
you ain't got no notes.
Top three keys. Top three keys of life. And then I'll give you mine.
Top three keys. Have fun. Get money and have morals, bro.
Moral?
Yeah, bro. Because actually, Kendrick switched up my whole shit. It used to be.
I was gonna ask. You got To Pimp a Butterfly as your background.
Nah, bro. That shit from Pop Out. That shit was crazy.
Oh, that looks like fucking.
No, from that picture. No, from the Pop Out show he did.
The Kendrick Lamar, Los Angeles.
They changed the shit. Look, that's that picture.
Oh no, that yeah, but that is.
It's the To Pimp a Butterfly shit, but I was like, that shit hard.
Wait, what is it?
So it's the To Pimp a Butterfly cover art. But you know that picture they took with all the gang members at the end?
Yeah.
They were going hard and shit. They're like, yeah, there's four different, so many different hoods.
Oh, and they put him on that?
Yeah.
Oh, they photoshopped?
And he was like, it's all these different hoods up on here.
Yeah.
And we all have a piece and shit. I was like, that was a beautiful moment.
Not for real.
And I fuck with the picture.
Yeah. Oh, that's big. Yeah, man.
But you know, it's dope.
I'm going to switch it up right quick.
Yeah. So do you think Drake's done?
Nah.
He dropped like...
It's Drake, bro. Come on.
He dropped like 3 songs. And
they've all been trash as fuck. But it's Drake. Come on.
Supposedly there's another in the pipeline, but who knows?
There's another song you got? I'm sure it is. It's Drake.
Breaking news. There's a new Drake song coming out.
And nah, bro. What Drake need to do, he need to just chill the fuck out for like a year and come back hard.
Yeah. Stop scrolling. Good morning.
Honestly, Drake needs to stop scrolling, bro.
Stop scrolling. Drake is dropping a new song today. And this has been your clip.
And there might be a there might be a Kendrick sneak diss.
Yeah, he might just like kind of do a little sneak diss.
As his thing.
Okay, I'll give you my three keys to life.
Right.
Balance. In all sense of the word.
I'd hope
gratitude.
So. I'd hope so.
Gratitude. In all sense of the word.
Okay.
And
I forgot my three keys. We'll keep going.
And be present.
Gratitude. Be present. That's telling.
In all sense of the word. Ready. I can remind you about yours.
Say that again for us, but without the in all sense of the word.
My three keys of life are balance, gratitude, and to be present.
That was beautiful.
Now that's that motivation shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Add that 808.
And 808.
Add that 808 to that.
Yeah. No, I mean,
you've done nothing.
What about your three keys, please? I don't know. We always ask, Ben.
Three keys. Yeah, I mean, I'd say be present.
Swear.
Travel.
That expands your mind, yeah.
And live in the moment.
Fuck yeah.
But I guess that's also be present. But
so you know, only two, bud.
Put on the spot. Nourish yourself well.
No, for real. Self-care. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that, man. Yeah, I mean, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to talk a little bit about technology and cell phones and how they tie into religion.
Well, that's a loaded fucking conversation. Why not?
Terrific. Awesome. So, yeah, please.
Yeah.
Before I get going.
Nah, go ahead, man.
Now, before they say bro's just yapping, let me list my sources. Trust me, bro.
Type shit.
I made it up.
Type shit.
A divine source.
Type shit. All
right. For years, humans walked around the planet carrying around their religious texts, whether it was in the form of a Bible or a Quran or a Torah.
I feel like you're doing an act right now. Like this is...
Well, this is real?
Yeah.
This is legitimately my take.
Okay, sorry.
This is my legitimate take.
So,
what about technology and religion?
Yes. So for years, people walked around with their Bibles and Bible study and read the Bible and knew the Bible and knew everything.
Actually.
Okay, what happens in 2000s? Smartphones, iPhones. Today, nobody's carrying around a Bible. Today, everybody walks around with an iPhone. Sure, you have the Bible app, but...
Do you have the Bible app?
I do have the Bible. No, I don't have the Bible app anymore. It didn't transfer to my new phone.
Mm. I had a phone for a minute.
So, keep that in mind as we move forward here.
Have I?
You said you haven't had a phone for a
minute. I said you had that phone for a minute.
Oh.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I feel like it. Yeah.
Keep that in mind as we
move forward. You only downloaded that, bud.
As we move here. I was scrolling on TikTok. I was 20 minutes into my, you know, doom scroll.
Of course.
And I ran into a video.
Oh, no.
It was actually a slideshow. You know these photo slideshows on TikTok?
Yeah. Oh,
God forbid.
Yeah, with the audio. So basically...
Hey, love those.
And we can put the photo here, and this is important to me. Thank you,
guys. Maybe.
I just don't know, actually. It's basically an old TV, right? It's just, think about a TV.
Okay.
And then it says, this is an insect. Basically, it's pointing out how, like, it's got antennas. It's got the display, like the face, and then like electric charge, something else. I gotta pull it up, right? Basically, it's like the same characteristics as an insect.
You've completely lost me.
It's the television.
No, the television is there.
Is an insect, right?
He's got an old TV.
It's got like the
antennas.
I see. The signal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm guessing you've heard this before.
I haven't heard this before, but I'm following.
What am I gonna say?
What he's getting at is it's a parasite.
I'm gonna go deeper.
Okay.
Fuck.
So to me, the phone and the TV is the same thing, right? The phone also has an antenna. The phone also has a body, et cetera.
Right.
Keep that in mind. Third thing to keep in mind. Gonna jump a little bit here. Religion, and I'm gonna say it, aliens, okay?
For oh, I knew we were missing something on this pod. All right, here we go.
I was waiting for it.
Here it is. There's multiple species of extraterrestrials, allegedly, right? Mm-hmm. So they talk about the tall whites. They talk about the grays. They talk about the reptiles. They talk about the insectoids. Keep that in mind.
How have we not gotten a History Channel like sponsorship?
And then they talk about all these types of people, right? Shapeshifters, etc. Now, the Nordics. Now, keep that in mind. Now, in the original Bible, the tablets where the Bible was transcribed from in most religion were incorrectly translated when they were taken off the tablets. Every time the word God is mentioned in the Bible, it actually originally was gods. So, a lot of time, like, civilization would see species other than human, and they would say that they're gods.
Right.
Because maybe they were our creators. A previous human type, Homo sapien, but before, was mixed with the gene pool of a different species of aliens, Asian aliens, black aliens, etc. And they made the human that we know today. Fast forward.
To when?
People used to carry around their Bibles, okay. Right? Now they carry around their phones. I'm scrolling on TikTok 20 minutes. I see this meme. I'm looking at the phone. I'm watching how the phone is taking my energy and sucking me dry like an insect to feed itself. I feel drained. Boom. AI. We taught it everything it knows, and now it teaches us.
It don't teach her shit.
A lot of people use ChatGPT every day. The phone is a god that we worship, and it uses us. And it's alive, like an insect, and we taught it everything, and it teaches us now more than we could teach it, because we already taught it everything. Mm-hmm. That's basically the thesis, is that the phone, because remember, there was phones 100,000 years ago. The tech that made this phone was on this earth 200,000 years ago, a million years ago. The same minerals that make this cell phone up were already here. Or they came from an asteroid too.
Right.
Any thoughts, man? Is the phone a god? Is it an insect? Is it sucking our energy? Is it alive? Is it conscious? Please, anything you guys have. Thank you very much for listening.
I don't think it's a god.
Okay.
I don't know that. I do think it's sucking our energy for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like sucking.
It's sucking our attention.
A form of our energy, yeah.
Which is, but what is considered gold in 2024?
Attention.
Gold, attention, data. Synonymous in the world, currency. If we're talking currency,
right? Yeah.
In this economy, you know. So, yeah, man. Started putting that thesis together, and I appreciate you guys listening to me delivering that, you know, here for the first time officially.
So, like, what, how does that, like, impact you on a day-to-day with all that thoughts? Like, you gave a very profound statement with everything, but, like, what, knowing this, this thesis and thinking about this, how does that impact you in what you're doing in the day-to-day?
I think it's helped me try to scroll less. So if I'm conscious about my activity, like, on the phone, then the popcorn brain, too, if I feel the urge, like, waiting at the elevator, like, don't pull it up. Don't keep scrolling. But it's hard, bro. It is addicting. Just like any other kind of drug, the dopamine releases is crazy. And if you look around, everybody is on that same, you know. We all got the next, like, this. So, you know,
we're trying. Do you think your screen time is gone down since realizing this?
It's possible it's gone down anywhere from 3 to 5%.
I think that's a no. I don't know for certain. It's gone down anywhere. You never said yes. You said it's possible.
No, I mean,
it's possible.
The day goes by like this, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
So it's like, I've been trying to get like ahead of it, you know.
You're right.
It's like in the army, they have this saying, if you're on time, you're late.
Yeah, in fact.
So, kind of like beating time, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's kind of fun sometimes. Manipulating it, you know? You can do a lot in this world. You know, you're an alchemist. We all are. And we can do a lot. And you can have the best experience. You can have whatever you want. And remember that today is what you prayed for yesterday.
Ew.
Bars.
Yeah, so
hey, was it?
We're almost at an hour.
Yeah.
We got about 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to Flogna. 10 year. He already has tickets.
You got tickets?
I got tickets.
Oh shit.
So we're there. We're crashing at Maki.
Oh shit.
Boy, let's get it.
Let's go. 10 year? I gotta go to 10 year. Bro, cause fucking that's my favorite shit.
Yeah.
Favorite artist, Tyler.
Yeah, probably on the first time we had you on. We probably talked about it, but we should touch it.
Dude, because the fucking 10 years is going to be fucking nuts. Yeah.
Well, who do you think might be on the lineup? Because the lineup's not announced.
I would say Neptunes. Bro, headline. Neptunes, headline. Or Odd Future Reunion, headline.
For the tenor?
Frankie Ocean.
Nah. Hell no.
Maybe for the tenor.
Nah, we can't say that because that's how motherfuckers get booed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were there when Drake.
Drake.
Got... That's crazy. Booing Drake is nuts.
No, but
not gonna lie, I've never in my lifetime like thought I would see Drake live. But that was like one of those surprises where like, oh fuck.
It was pretty great. Sweet.
Drake's fire. And like a Tyler curated set.
Yes.
No, no, he's playing Feel No Ways and shit.
He was playing
fuck that.
He was playing all B-sides too.
Y'all got bro fucked up.
No. Listen,
this is post Kendrick Drake beat.
Dude, he did his entire like discography like in a matter of like an hour. Like
he tried to.
Come on, we're booing Drake now.
Well,
no, now.
Listen, on the video.
Maybe
it
now.
Looked like he was being booed by a lot of people, but Ben was there.
Yeah.
There's a great video of me just like wait.
Yeah.
Wait, because they had like the 2 or 3 surprise guests at first that did like a song, so it was like. Rocky, Lil Uzi, and then Drake.
No, like 20% of the audience booed. The other 80 was pretty fucking stoked.
Hey, that 20 was loud, bro.
Well, when you film at a concert, like, you ever seen them videos of, like, people singing along? And, like, when you forgot to fucking not sing?
Yeah.
Because you can just... You're right in that microphone.
Hell yeah.
I was singing a film initially.
Yeah, I feel like there's a big topic we're missing somewhere. I mean, think. When Joe Biden said, and he's a great president of Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen,
President Putin.
That was killer, bro.
That's going down as like the top 10 like, presidential.
President Putin.
Like a lot of people said the same thing about Bush.
That was like, a Bush moment.
But that was no, that was a Biden moment. Like Bush
was nuts.
Even Bush wouldn't do that shit.
Nah, Bush was dodging shoes and shit.
Yeah.
But you know what? Going back to
which honestly,
if somebody threw a shoe at Joe Biden, okay. He'd get hit.
Oh, he would fall over.
He's dead.
This is a wild statement. This is a wild statement. I know.
I'm about to be on a list. But go ahead.
Wild statement. Getting that shoe thrown at him, it's kind of the same as Trump getting a bullet to his.
Kind of.
That statement is insane.
Kind of.
I mean, like.
I guess, like.
It's like.
The sentiment. We're at the end of this pod. I think we can like, get into the conspiracy about this fucking shooter guy. Lone wolf or inside job? Let's hear it.
Dude, I just.
I said at the beginning, inside job.
Oh, yeah.
I just remember seeing on, like, fucking. I'm going to say Twitter because fuck you, Elon and X.
Yeah, I saw an X.
Yeah, it's an X.
I hate saying.
I say that. I'm never gonna say that. Fuck you. I thought it was so funny because it was like, whatever comes out of this like guy's background, we just know it's gonna be as confusing as him just doing the shooting in general.
Let's get the audience up to speed real quick. White male from Pennsylvania. No social media, donated $15 to the Democrats, registered Republican.
I ain't gonna lie though, bro kinda look like Ben.
That's wild.
Bro.
Hey, respectfully.
That's funny, bro.
Hey, pull up the pic.
No.
I gotta see this.
Are you ready? Head of Secret Service.
I'd be less swaggy, bro. He was like, you're like way smoother and smaller.
He looked crusty, bro. The guy looked crusty.
He was like, let's say you were a crustier guy.
It could have been you.
There's
could have been.
there might have been multiple
respectfully
shooters. Secret Service Director resigns. No patrol on the roof. Guy's there. They have eyes on him for 30 minutes before he shoots.
There's a whole second shooter, I heard.
Yeah, on the water tower. Bombs found... Okay, this is the big one, bro. At the family house, police reports were saying it was sterile. Medically cleaned.
What?
The shooter's house.
Sick.
There wasn't a fork anywhere. Like...
Brother, this man does not look like me. You're just saying random ass shit. That motherfucker does not look like me.
Listen, pornography. The search is before the shooting. Pornography.
Pull it up. All right, chat.
Man's like, oh, this man looks like.
All right, chat. Put us side by side. Look directly at the camera.
This motherfucker does not look like me at all.
Put up the picture and post, bro.
No.
I'm not an incel.
We just got a question.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's incel you, bro. You smooth, bro. That's what I say. You smooth, swaggy. You get bitches, bro. Look at this shirt. He ain't wearing that shit. That shit clean. Nah.
We got a question from a viewer.
What?
They want to know.
What did they want to know? Exit.
Okay, the shooter. Okay. With the Trump shot being so close to being a headshot, fatal on national television, international television, do you think that divine intervention or aliens or angels or God did move the Trump head so that chaos wouldn't ensue if his head was blasted on national television, please?
I mean, possibly, but also somebody died.
How many did die?
So what? Was there any riots over that? Rest in peace, that gentleman that died.
No.
Now, do you think if Trump's head would have exploded on national TV? This is the Alex Jones theory. The next day, you have explosions at multiple black churches. Guess who gets blamed? MAGA people. Guess what you have? The start of a fabricated false flag war in the United States, where guess what? You get to sign up if you want to go outside. If you want to go to the grocery store, you have to sign up.
Shit,
and yet you can go let them know. And you can have your phone when you get out.
Probably.
Ben?
Fucking microplastics in the water is turning this into who knows what. Yeah, gay frogs.
That's real?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I sure.
Thank that reminds you. Me of that time, man, when they did that surgery on that grape.
Yeah. Dude. That was such a like profound moment in internet history. Like
when they did the surgery on the grape.
Yeah.
That shit was nuts, bro.
The precision that was on that. Like,
pound.
That was.
They were breaking HIPAA laws.
No cameras. You know?
Shut the fuck up.
Get the fuck off your son.
You plugging your TikTok? Alright, since we plugging shit.
Yeah.
I can plug this shit.
Come on, plug
it
out.
Birthday Morning coming out August 2nd.
It's already out.
It should be out by the time this drops.
It's already out.
Yeah.
Project possibly out by the time this drops.
Well,
more than likely, yeah.
We at Underground.
This might come out in 2025.
Yeah, we at Underground Music Cafe September 4th. We just got shit coming, man. It's up. Sir Lucius, a.k.a. Baby Enzo, a.k.a. fucking Thomas, a.k.a. Uncle Louie.
Fucking Thomas is one of your fucking aliens. What?
A.k.a.
Unk, bro. Yo, we got all of Lucius's links in the description. Get him on Instagram. He's very active. Get him on Spotify. He's got fire-ass music, man. He's working with everybody, and he's only going to keep going, man. So really, like, you know, I wouldn't doubt you, bro. I wouldn't bet against you. Like I say about all my close homies, all the musicians I believe in, man. I would not have bet against Sir Lucius, man, in this bit. For real, almost spicy, man. We really chopped it up, I feel like. Like, I wish we could be here all day, but...
Nah, facts.
You know what I mean? It turned into night on us.
That's bro.
Yeah.
What up, bro?
That might be girl, bro.
What up, girl, bro?
Oh, man. Yo, so what y'all about to get on after this?
Hold on, man.
Chill out. I don't know.
We're getting spicy. We're getting spicy. We almost spicy. Yeah. Hey, subscribe to the Patreon where we get really spicy.
Yo,
it's up. Shout out to Ghost Energy, our new sponsor. Shout out to motherfucking... Francisco and Ben, shout out to motherfucking everybody, man.
I would like to state for the record that Ghost does not actually sponsor us at this moment.
Go ahead and say
legally, I have to.
You can't do that?
Yeah.
You can't say that?
Yeah, you can't.
Does that break the law?
Yeah.
I posted that's my new sponsor.
Oh, that is illegal.
Yeah, no.
Actually, no, video, right?
on like video and like YouTube and shit like that?
Yeah, Zinner. What are you gonna say? Little Zinny Crosby. Little Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's wild. That's wild.
Yeah, man. Let's see. No, you got 30 more seconds. What else? Is there anything left?
Nah, man. Just look out for all this shit I'm dropping soon.
Yeah, what else?
Look out for that.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine, bro. Fuck.
Free Palestine.
If you don't want to see Palestine free, I'm going to smack the fuck out of you when I see you.
Oh, God.
Fuck are you talking about?
Oh, God, bro.
That's crazy. I got a Zen in my mouth and I'm hitting a vape.
Jesus, man. That's a clip. Yeah, that's... I'm voting for Kamala.
Where?
I'm voting for
Kamala.
Oh, we never talked about this. Who do you think the VP pick is going to be?
I hope it's...
Timmy Walls?
I hope Obama. It's... Obama. Obama. I hope it is.
No, man. Fuck Obama, man.
Obama.
Fuck Obama. Fuck Trump. Fuck Camilla. Fuck
Camilla.
Fuck
Camilla Cabello. Everyone, Rona.
And fuck Camilla. I fuck with Camilla Cabello because she's Cuban and she bad.
Oh God.
And you will respect Cuba. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's the Cuban Poppy for real.
Cuban Poppy and his bitch. We dropping soon.
Merch. We got so much in this. I want to make sure we got everything.
We got everything, brother.
Yeah, we got it. Oh man, Almost Spicy Podcast, man. Oh, I got a question. What radicalized you?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
For me, it was that scrolling on TikTok. I got breaking habits.
I feel like for him, Pharrell Williams, but
Yeah. That shit was tough.
Oh, Frat Boy Friday.
Frat Boy Fridays, man.
He's going crazy.
We got TikTok. Hey, follow the TikTok Frat Boy Fridays. Because we've been over posting on there, too. It's me, my boy Tim, Francisco. We go crazy on Fridays. That's Frat Boy Friday. You guys could... be a part
check
of
us out, man. Any part of plugs? Oh, fuck. Almost Spicy Podcast, man. Miradores del Sol playing 7th Street. September 10th. Pull up. New songs dropping.
What day did that say? That said September 4th, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, yeah, September 4th.
Excuse me. I got the Zen hiccups, man. We got to get out of here, man.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Thank you for watching.
How does this cut?
Almost Spicy Podcast.
When does it end?
Sir Lucius.
All right. Almost Spicy. Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
You don't need
my boy.
Twerk.
Type shit.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I got the...
All right. Thank you for watching. Almost Spicy. Signing out.